Back in May of 1980, a friend of ours was graduating from Rhema, and we didn't have a Bible study going at that time. We had a little one, but he was willing to come and lead a Bible study, and that turned out to be our founding pastor, Mitch Anthony. But he came, we started the Bible study with about 24 people, maybe. And the thing that touched my heart was that Gary and I finally, after like 2 weeks, we just stand at the front door, and people would be walking down the street with their guitar cases, and they'd come up and they'd go, is this where the Bible study is? And it was just word of mouth. People were so hungry for the Word of God, and they go, is this where the Bible study is? And we go, yeah, come on in. And within 3 weeks, we had over 100 people at our house for this Bible study. And the stuff that went on, I mean, people got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and people got healed, and it was an anchor and a foundation that was needed in the area at that time. And to this day, Agape Christian Family Church is still that anchor and that foundation where people come from near and far to get grounded and get their life. Yes, yeah. Amen.
Well, hi there. we were asked to share some things about memories, and the Holy Spirit just came over me in the last 5 minutes. Group hug to these two over here. Seriously. One of my favorite memories, and it's several, were the Easter productions. And Tammy coordinated those and led those. They were so anointed. We held them at Stillman Auditorium here in Clear Lake. That place seated 700 people, and we would pack it out every year. It was just unbelievable. We did it with a couple other churches. The spirit that was upon the churches and the characters and the actors, it was really something. And that is because of the outreach of this body.
Uh-huh.
And you've seen that if you've been here for any length of time. We don't hide ourselves in a closet. We step out. We go where we see a need, and as the Spirit leads, we reach out. And we also provide a place to belong. And so that was my favorite memories.
I was not a devil man. I was a cop. Yes, I was. U.S. Jason, yeah, you're right. That one year, yeah. You're Jason and I, yes. Yes, we were the demons taking people back to hell. So that was fun. So. absolutely. I was at that age, high school age, you know, where I was actually the devil at the time, probably. My mom asked me to share too, and there's so many, my father just said, there's so many memories. From my perspective, this is really the only church I've ever known. I mean, we went to Assembly of God Church for a couple of years, and then I was 10 years old, and this Bible study started, and even when we left for Omaha for a few years, we never were able to really settle into a church until we got back here. So you got big shoes to fill. Big shoes to fill. This is all I know. You better do a good job. All right. So, but anyhow, beyond that, it just, you know, some of the folks that have been here for a while, burgers and stuff, City Hall, walking theater church and walking to Jacobson's Clothing for Sunday school classes. We'd all trips around as kids walking down Main Street up to the Jacobson Clothing store for our Sunday school class while church was going on to the theater, and building that church out on Fieldstone. That was a really cool experience for me. I think I was probably 13 years old. Actually getting to help put up walls and stuff and actually help build the church was a neat experience. And Easter productions, I mean, just list goes on and on and on and on. So just, it's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Thank you. That was awesome. You know, so many memories here and so many things. But we're going to sing some more songs. How's that? And this next song we're going to sing is called Look What the Lord Has Done. And this was our theme song for quite a few years, probably late 80s into the early 90s. Because if you look around you, and this never changes, you know, all you have to do to see what God has done is look around you. And look what the Lord has done. So let's sing it. All right.
look what the Lord has
done. Oh, yeah. I just got to say, Jenny bought him those pants, just so you know, okay.
Yes, he did.
I said, now look what the Lord
has yes, done. The Lord.
Well, he healed my body. Touch my mind.
Yes, he did now.
He saved me.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Just in time.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Come help me praise him.
Oh, we're going to praise him today.
Look what the Lord. Has done.
Okay, let's pick it up a notch. Here we go.
Look what the Lord has done.
Jenny's going to demonstrate.
Watch Jenny.
Yes, Jenny. You know, one thing I've noticed is these children of the 80s really get how to dress like the 80s. I mean, they have got this thing down. Three. Two, three. Okay, that's a grapevine. This song is I Walk by Faith. If you can't do that, just walk. Or just stand there. We don't care. You can sit down if you want to.
Just keep your eyes on the pink tutu.
One, two, three. We come on, everybody. One, two, come on.
By the way,
one,
if you're a guest
two,
here at Agape,
one, this
we're
is
celebrating
not normal.
The 80s. The
we're
80s,
celebrating our 40th 80s, birthday.
40th birthday, the
as
80s.
As a church. All right, here we go. And this starts with an awesome guitar solo. So hit it. Take it inside. song. Everybody happy? For those of you that might have come in while we were singing, we are, yeah, it's a little weird today, but we are celebrating 1980. This church started in August. They had their first Sunday morning service, I believe it was the first Sunday of August, 1980. And so we are just having a big old back to the 80s birthday party for Agape Church.
Oh, yeah. Celebrating the 80s.
Excuse me, I have to have a drink of water.
So you were not transported through time backwards as you walked in the doors. Yes, we are celebrating the beginning of this church in 1980.
When I was a mere 22 years old.
Yes.
Telling you what, a few years have gone by. All righty. Happy song. Let's do it. Don't do that till you... Okay. Yeah, even to the point where we're using corded mics.
Yep,
and
baby.
I stepped on the cord and yanked it right out. All right. You can be seated for a little bit. We've got a few more songs later, but first we're going to do some fun things. Craig and Sheila have something they want to share. Sheila, I love your hair. It is so Farrah Fawcett, 1980. I'm just a little jealous.
Well,
it's so pretty.
Oh, you like
Sheila's
hair.
I don't know. And then we got then we got Miami Vice over here. All right.
This is good. I like this.
I actually got to curl Craig's hair this morning. It was really fun. we started in 1986, and some of the first memories that I have, I'm going to peck on Pastor Dave and Chris just a little bit. Pastor Dave always wore a suit, and he would always do this. And then he'd check his tie, and he was always doing this. And Chris, I loved it, and I always tried to do this to Craig, and he hated it. Chris would always be like, fixing him. They were like the Donnie and Marie show or something. I thought they were just adorable. And then Chris would go sit down on her chair, and the first thing she'd do is pull out her mirror and lipstick. I love those stories. Those were my dearest things. And then I remember Gary and Dream Bradshaw. They always sat in the back. This was in 1986. And they sat in the back, and they were like the mystery people to me. I thought they were the coolest people. And they would come, and they would go, and I'd never get to talk to them. And I just thought, who are those people? I've gotten to know them very well over the years, and they're still just as cool as they were then. So I'm really grateful for that. We came into church with... We were a mess, and we're still a mess. And you know what? That's okay. But we came in, I remember we had this box of bills. I think Pastor Dave and Chris were over at our house. I don't know. We had a shoebox full of messed up bills. And you know, today we still have a box of bills, but now it's organized. There's file folders. We actually do our bills together. We pray over them. And some of the things that we have learned at Agape is it's not just fun times, but we have learned life-changing things. We've learned the Word of God. We have learned how to use the Word of God in your own life, how to hear the voice of God. We were water baptized here. We were baptized in the Holy Spirit. We learned how to tithe and give, and we learned how to tithe and give, and we learned how to tithe and give until we got it. We got it now. So don't give up. It's important. I'm just so thankful for that. I just want to share just real quick two scriptures, because it's not just where we were, but where we're going. And these scriptures have just meant so much to me. I'm just going to hold that. 1980s, I didn't need glasses. And if I would have, like, those songs we used to sing, and I would dance and jump up and down. If I were to do that today, there'd be a puddle in my chair. So we can't do that anymore. I remember when one time I was at a job, Blair Rogers, was that his name? Roger Blair. He used to come, and they used to be just crazy services. People would be on the floor. I mean, the Holy Spirit was moving. It wasn't just emotion. It was the Holy Spirit. And I remember at one of my jobs, a girl said, "Where do you go to church?" And I told her, I go to Agape. And she goes, "Oh, I heard you guys roll around on the floor." And I said, "Only if the service is good." So that was my answer. But here's two of my favorite scriptures. And I'm just going to paraphrase them. They're in Hebrews. One is, "Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus." The other one is in Philippians, "Forgetting what lies behind and straining toward what lies ahead, I press toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward towards Christ." Pastor Dave and Chris have always done that for us. They've always pointed us towards Christ. They've always pointed us to the future with the next generation and even with what they're doing now. These past 34 years have not been wasted. They have been very precious to me in every way. And one last thing I just want to leave you with is a quote by Charles H. Spurgeon. And he said it, but I learned it here from Pastor Dave and Chris. And this is the quote: "Error may be found in mingled with truth. Error may be found mingled with truth received. Let us go to war with error, but still love the brother for the measure of truth that we see in him. Above all, let us love and spread the truth ourselves." And so that's what Agape means to me.
First of all, I put a misnomer on the hair. I never wore my hair like this, even in the 80s. Even in the 80s. I always thought they looked like girly. But anyway, what Agape's meant to me is what I've literally learned here is how to walk in grace and love and belong to some family. I mean, when we were singing those songs, what came to my head was Rhema Bible College. We used to go down there as a group and go to continuing education classes, and we'd drive down there and stay for, I don't know, it was a few days, and it was really cool. I had some cool things happen. In fact, I remember down there, it was a miracle, and I'm not going to go into it, but the other part was that I had an eye infection, iritis, and I'm walking around, and I had gotten blessed by this kind of miracle, and I was believing for my eye, and it wasn't getting better, and finally Pastor Dave came up to me and said, just go to the doctor, would you? And then, so I went to the doctor, and it was better. And then what really changed for me was Jack Frost. Because I had a lot of stuff going on in my life, and I still got stuff going on in my life. But when I heard him say, it's okay to be real. It's okay to share how you really feel. Not coming to church every day and say, oh, I'm fine. And not to respond to somebody that's hurt and saying, have you read your Bible? Have you prayed? You know, that changed everything for me. And I've grown a lot since, and that's where I learned the grace and the love. We used to travel in the van and go to different towns like Pierre, South Dakota, or North Dakota, I can't remember, and we used to minister to other churches, and it was so cool because that's where I learned that life wasn't about me. It was about other people. That's what grace and love is. It's giving it to other people. And so those are good memories for me. Praying all night at the old church before we had somebody coming to speak. That was cool. I mostly remember group things because to me that was becoming a family to me, to belonging to something and believing in what we were doing. And then you become what God wants you to be. And so I try to practice those things to this day. It's like I don't live a perfect life, but I know literally this is a family and these are like mom and dad because I've come to them with some pretty bad stuff. And I couldn't have never done that with my earthly father. You know, so I finally had somebody to come to. I finally had somebody that I could be honest with and share everything with. And then in response, they didn't throw me away. There's always consequences, but they're easier to go through when you know you're loved and accepted and you're not getting thrown away. And so if you belong to this church, if you've only been here for a short while, you were so blessed to be here. I can't tell you how blessed you're going to be if you stay. And, you know, I just love everything about this church. So thank you.
Thank you. Dave and I just want to share for a couple minutes. We're not going to belabor this, but in August of 1980, I got it, but we're going to
do we're not going to do that?
We're going to do this for, yeah, we are.
Because I thought that.
Oh, did you want to do that first?
I like that 1980s trivia.
Oh, he wants to do this. You know what? You the boss. Okay. We'll do it. All right.
That's what they say.
Well, we're going to share for a minute. But before we share for a minute, you know, I mean, how many of you were alive in 1980? Wow. A few of us were alive in 1980.
How many of you were not high during the
Vietnam? Okay. So you were alive in 1980. Well, let me just share a few things that you might not remember.
Oh, yeah.
But things that were happening in 1980. Did you know that in 1980, our president, who knows who our president was in 1980? Well, he was elected in 1980. He became actually, his inauguration was in 81. But Jimmy Carter was the president of the United States in 1980. Of course, Ronald Reagan was the president-elect in 1980. 1980 was the year Mount St. Helens erupted. That was kind of a big deal. Here's a real big deal. 1980 was the year that the Rubik's Cube was debuted.
Whoa.
How many? Okay, the Rubik's Cube.
Still can't do
that. The average price of a house in 1980, anybody want to venture a guess? 1980?
$35,000.
$68,700 was the average price of a house, which sounds like a real good deal until you learn this part. The mortgage rates in 1980 were 21.5%. So that turns that $68,000 into a really expensive house payment. All right. The yearly inflation in 1980, we think things are rough now. We've got inflation of maybe 3 or 4%. 1980, the annual inflation was 13.5%. And gallon of gas was $1.19. The average salary was $19,500, which made it really hard to afford that $68,000 house at 21.5%. I just want you to know. A new car. Anybody want to know how much a new car was in 1980? $7,200. If you were listening to the pop charts, the top song of 1980 was Blondie, Call Me.
Call me.
Call me.
If you were listening to the Christian music in 1980, the number one song of 1980 was Don Francisco, Gotta Tell Somebody. You might have been listening to the Imperials. You might have been listening to the second chapter of Acts. Of course, you were listening to Amy Grant. If you looked like Esai and Maddie, you were listening to Striper. But anyway, I mean, there was some cool stuff going on in 1980. If you were watching movies in 1980,
two really good
you
movies.
Saw Airplane. You maybe saw Caddyshack. Maybe saw the Blues Brothers. Norma Rae won the Academy Award that year. No, Kramer versus Kramer won the Academy Award that year for the film of the year. If you were watching TV, how many of you were watching TV in 1980? Black and white set, perhaps. Probably one in the house. Magnum P.I., MASH, Dukes of Hazzard, Different Strokes, The Jeffersons, The Waltons, and of course, a fan favorite, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. All right. And if you were fashionable in 1980,
which I
probably
wasn't,
you were wearing parachute pants.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah. You men were wearing tracksuits.
I still have a tracksuit.
Yeah, well, you got a brand new tracksuit. You were wearing anything neon, anything bright, anything sparkly. You were pinch rolling those jeans, and they were probably stonewashed. Yeah, oh, yeah, baby. Here they are right here. You probably had on some big old shoulder pads, which I am really concerned mine are going to turn into elbow pads at any moment now.
I noticed Sheila's.
You probably had on leg warmers. You might have had a perm. And if you were a guy, you probably had a mullet. And maybe even a perm mullet. And if you were a guy, you were rocking the pastels. And last but not least, the most important thing to us in 1980 was Agape Christian Temple, it was called, was born in August of 1980. Woohoo! So let's just do this too, just because I think this is fun. If you've been here 40 years, a part of Agape for 40 years, stand up, please. Okay. Yep, stand up. If you've been part of Agape 30 to 40 years. All right. If you've been part of Agape, if you keep standing, everybody kind of look around. If you've been part of Agape 20 to 30 years, stand up. 20 to 30 years. Oh, my. Okay, if you've been part of Agape 10 to 20 years, stand up. More than, some of you, because you're only that old. Okay, if you've been part of Agape 5 to 10 years, stand up.
Ooh.
If you've been part of Agape less than 5 years, stand up.
That's awesome.
And just because you're all winners today, we have t-shirts back in the back. Before everybody leaves, go back and get a t-shirt. If there's not one in your size or the color you want, we got more. Come talk to us, all right? And also, there's free produce that's being given away. So right after the service, the produce buckets will be out on the patio, so you can go help yourself to some produce.
Didn't Thrivent Financial help us out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Thrivent Financial helped us out with our sack lunches, and that was really a good thing. So we were going to do a style show, but I don't think we're going to because we're short on time. So Dave and I are going to share. Well, we've got a style show going on.
Let's have everybody stand up.
If you're dressed 80s, stand up today. Let's take a look at
you.
Oh, yeah. If you're dressed 80s, stand up.
This is a tough one.
I'm telling you what, we got some good looks going on.
Let's just do a little parade. Come around this way and come back through this way.
Okay, if you're dressed in the 80s, come strut your stuff. Yeah. Let's look at you.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. I want you to notice Sky and Mariposa and I are all got on our matching leopard print.
So, okay, start right there. All right, start right there.
There you go.
There's Jenny.
Okay. There you go.
Do this. All right. Okay.
Okay, line up.
All right, here we go.
Line up in an orderly fashion. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Punky Brewster.
Jenny, we don't
lives
have
again.
Time.
All right. There you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 1980s at its finest.
All right, that's enough. All
right. Oh, yeah. Here you go. The curly ponytail. And of course, the curly pink hair.
Striper. There we go. Oh, yeah. Rocking it, baby. I'm not going. Yeah. Look at Cindy. Oh my. Oh, I love it. There's Magnum PI right there. Magnum PI. Oh, look at Tom. Oh my gosh. Oh man. And there's Ron. Look at here. Look at this guy. Here we go.
Oh yeah. All the whole denim ensemble. That was so 1980. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh Tammy. Woo! Oh, she's got her fanny pack. Oh yes. Every well-dressed woman had on her fanny pack.
Uh-huh.
And here we go. Yeah. Woo! All right. Well, just really briefly, and then we're going to sing a couple more songs before we dismiss. 1980. You know, where were we in 1980? In 1980, Dave and I were a very young couple, 23 and 26. I was 22, actually, and 25, I think, early when the church started. And we were new in town. We had Dave was working for Skelgas, and he'd been transferred to Clear Lake, Iowa. And here we were in Clear Lake, and we didn't know anybody, and our lives were a mess, and our marriage was in shambles, and we were truly, truly on the verge of divorce. And we had two little children. And from the outside, you know, we looked really great, and Dave was making a lot of money back in those days, and we bought a beautiful home here in Clear Lake. And but inside our home, everything was crumbling. And we got a phone call one day. Many of you have heard this story, but it bears repeating. We got a phone call just after we'd been in town, maybe a week or two, and it was a lady that I'd never met before, and she said, "I know you've never met me before, but my name is Rosemary, and we have a Bible study, and we would like to invite, we heard you're new in town, we'd like to invite you to our Bible study." And so I thought, you know, yeah, we need to make friends. Dave had gotten out, he'd just been in Bible school for a few years, but that doesn't mean your life isn't falling apart. And I said, "Yeah, let's go to a Bible study." And Dave says, "I don't want to go to a Bible study." And I said, "No, let's go to a Bible study. We need to meet people." So long story short, we went to this Bible study. We met Harlan and Rosemary. And they kind of took us under their wing, and they befriended us, and we continued to go to that Bible study, and they invited us to this brand new church in town called Agape, and it was meeting right here downtown Clear Lake in City Hall. And Dave and I went to that church in August of 1980, and after a period of just a few weeks, God met us there in a way that was just nothing short of miraculous and turned our lives around, and we opened our heart once again to experience God's love, and our lives were dramatically changed. Not long after that, went back to school to finish the Bible school training, and then in 1985, we were privileged enough to come back to Agape as pastors, and I'm telling you what, this year marks 35 years that we've pastored Agape, 40 years since we've been a part of Agape, and our lives wouldn't be what they are today. I mean, nothing would be the same had Agape not been such a part of our life, and God working in the way that God has worked in this beautiful church for all these years, and the grace that this church has shown our family for all these years is just a remarkable thing. You know, sometimes the pastor's family gets scrutinized awfully closely, and maybe that's happened from time to time, but for the most part, all you ever showed us was grace, and we are so thankful for that. And you've changed our lives forever, and we will forever be grateful. And so with that, we've got two more songs we're going to sing, and then we're going to dismiss. We're going to have, then we're going to have a video, and then after the video, we're going to dismiss, and we're going to have sack lunches. We've got games outside for the little kids, for the big kids, for everybody, and it's going to be a fun day. So stay as long as you can, and just enjoy one another. And we're also got offering plates right up here, offering buckets up here. So on your way out, please bring your offerings, your tithes and offerings, put them in the offering buckets. But let's go ahead and sing a couple more songs, and then we'll have the video for you. We're moving into the 90s with these songs. Here we go. Never let me go. All right, you may be seated. And worship team, thank you so much. Yay. Don and Tammy, thanks so much for... Yeah. And so we're going to just have everybody take a moment to be seated, and then we've got a video. And, you know, when Mary was making this video for us, she goes, how long should this video be? I said, as long as it needs to be, because there's 40 years. So this is a 12-minute video. So we're going to take a 12-minute trip down memory lane, and you're going to see yourself. You're going to see yourself maybe a whole lot younger. You're going to see your children, and you're going to maybe see your grandchildren. But anyway, it's just going to be a little 12-minute trip down memory lane. And as soon as we're done with that, we're going to ask everyone just to stay in this room until we've got all the lunch things brought out into the commons area. So, and that'll just take a couple minutes. So anyway, enjoy yourself for the next 12 minutes.
Competition? I think the competition would be this year's meeting.
Really be in shape. What's your workout routine?
Well, I usually take my routine to work with me, and I'm just always on the go, just always vigorously at it. I just like to try to do everything I do to be a workout.
So do you train every day?
Every single day. I'm the guy to beat this year.
Have you been training for the Run for Big Dreams 5K?
Oh yeah, that's been on my mind really big this time. So I'm gonna put some fierce competition out there, and I tell you what, it's gonna be a good day to race.
Sounds like you're gonna be the one that no one's gonna beat.
I don't think anybody out there trains the way I do.
Your typical workout routine is?
Oh, well, I usually start out with a lot of stretching, a lot of breathing exercises, and then I tell you what, I just go after it the rest of the time. I just go after it.
You heard about the race?
Oh, what I've heard about the race. I heard there's people out there after my title or after what I do, and I tell you what, hit me with your best shot.
Glad it ended that way, because I was crying before that, so that was really good. Now I'm laughing. Okay, so have I done everything I'm supposed to do? Have I? Okay. So we're going to dismiss in prayer. We're going to ask you to stay in here just for a moment. We're going to dismiss you. I see the lunches are already set up out there, so that is awesome. So don't forget your offering on your way through the door. There are sack lunches. There are different colors of bags. There's a cold cut combo. There's a turkey, and there's a vegetarian. And you know what? They're color coordinated. So let me tell you about the color coordination here. because I don't want to get that wrong. The gold bags, the yellow bags are combo sub. The turquoise bags are turkey and cheese. And the red bags are vegetarian lunch. So you can help yourself. And there's seating outside. There's seating in this area right in here. Okay, so grab a lunch and grab something to drink. And have a great afternoon. The inflatables will be ready for the kiddos. So, Father, we thank you for your love. And we thank you for being able to remember and being able to just commemorate 40 years of experiencing your love through this place. And Father, we just ask you for your supernatural blessing on every family, Father, for every person represented here today. In Jesus' name, Father, we bless this food that we're about to eat. We ask you to bless it to our bodies, bless this time of fun and fellowship we're going to have. And we look forward to God to see what you're going to do in the next 40 years. In Jesus' name, everybody said together, amen. Don't forget your offering. Go get some lunch and have a great time. All right, put on some of that music, Nate, some of that 80s stuff.